This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Well, this is our... how much are you told, Craig?
Not much about the story, though. They keep asking. They've seen the observatory. They've seen what little is left of the vault.
Yeah.
And they've seen here, and they know that this is an ice world, and probably can guess what that is. But
beyond
that, they don't know much.
Well, you've done the complete Hamlet. How does this compare in terms of scale?
It's a huge scale. But you can see just anything that produces, this sort of great big gimbaled set, of hydraulics is months and months, years of planning, actually. This is my 18th, 19th month on the project, way back. And I'm enjoying it hugely. And it's massive. And it's what it contains, actually, that has a sort of parallel to that, that the comics have, I think, is this sort of combination of very personal stories. We recognize them. We feel certain things between fathers and sons and siblings. But they're amongst families. Who have an enormous power and consequence. When they have an argument, the rest of the universe suffers, And so that personal to the epic kind of, thing is I think it's very enjoyable, from very intimate scenes where, this challenge to try and find a way of talking that fulfills what I think people love about the comics, which is a sort of difference and a distinctiveness. You believe that they're gods, they're non-human, but I don't want them sounding like Shakespearean types. I don't want them sounding, in any way non-human in a strange way. So the blur of the comics is always to make them feel they are, at one and the same time, they're gods and they're just like us. And I think so far, we've been trying to capture that well. We're blessed with the actors. We had an amazing group of people who've been very, excited, very motivated. They all came with incredible passion for the characters, for the comics, for the stories, the encyclopedia. You've probably spoken to some of them. Jamie Alexander, he absolutely knows chapter and verse on Sif. Yesterday we were... Am I allowed to say this?
You can say this.
I'd have to kill you. You'd have to kill me.
I'll say no. That's
okay.
Enough. And we're going to whisk you away in just a second.
But Stan Lee, I had lunch with, a year ago, starting to talk about this. He was around yesterday. Incredible passion for it all. We've been involved with other key people who are part of the Marvel world, and we're trying to find that balance that is in touch with what I believe in, sort of learning from the past. And it's not an accident that Marvel are here now. These comics are here. Joe Michael Straczynski's version of the comics is doing as well as ever. It's fantastically imaginative treatment of the character and of the landscapes of Asgard and contemporary Earth and everything. And so what I've really enjoyed is the collaboration of all of that. My job is to guide and direct and sort of, move things along a bit, but it's trying to select from a vast amount of talent, that are around who know these stories so well. So I feel like with this one and, these other people, an incredible knowledge and an incredible enthusiasm. It feels, it has the place, Marvel, and around this project, that it's been a sort of awash with passion for its distinctiveness. People enjoy the challenges of it. Lots of ways to get it wrong, and lots of, pitfalls to avoid. That makes it very interesting and very difficult, but really thrilling when you think you've got somewhere near it. But, we got miles to go and promises to keep and all sorts of, things that we need to get right. But it's been a really huge, huge fun and challenging, and continues to be so. But I'm having a ball, and we just try and do our best every day.
This is your first foray really into science fiction, and until today, a lot of us didn't realize just how sci-fi the Thor film was going to be.
Yeah.
Did your background doing period, historical epics, Henry V, stuff like that? Did that prepare you to kind of help suspend your disbelief and kind of get you on board for understanding kind of the scale of this world and sort of the just the...
Well, I guess so. I mean, I certainly I'm excited by epic subjects. It doesn't particularly frighten me, and I like the way, for that moment of going into the dark with 2,000 people in a big screen, that you're ready to accept larger than life things. You're ready to accept a kind of heightened reality that is a kind of cathartic release. It lets you enjoy vicariously the much greater problems than you'll ever have to face as you are trying to run 9 realms across the cosmos. But nevertheless, there are central human problems that remain the same. But it's never the size of things, I think, is one of the things that is partly attractive. Is how do you make that interesting to people? And we're always interested in the lives of great people. What goes on behind closed doors? Something like The West Wing. I'm a total devotee to a series like that about what happens in behind the corridors of power and how you know, as it were, normal people are there in the middle of these epic things like an inauguration or a coronation, or, you know, how does that human and larger dynamic work? So I'm practiced in it, and so in that sense, it just doesn't make it any easier, but it's just I find it fun because it's part of the sort of escapism that something like this offers. And I mean that in the sense of, it's truly cathartic. It truly is fun to be in a world where some of those things can be discussed in a way that maybe offers insight, but bottom line, offers entertainment. We're trying to make a really entertaining film that doesn't insult the audience, but isn't trying to be, we're not trying to be a secret art film or anything. It's just, you know, big-hearted kind of account of these incredible characters who have lasted across several thousand years of Norse mythology and the last 50 years of Marvel, who raided this mythology so brilliantly and with such imagination that it's, you're really aware of a fantastic amount of talent behind you, which you can go and be inspired by and borrow from and ask questions about. And so that's you know, one of the problems with Shakespeare is you can never give him a ring. You know, I've been on the answer phone so many times, I leave him, he never calls, he never writes. Talk to Stan Lee, you know, you talk to Walt Simonson, talk to Joe Michael Straczynski, you know, you talk to, Ralph Macchio. There's a lot of people that are, you know, key to all of this. And then you've got the feverish enthusiasm of the guys here. You do feel as though they want to make these movies. They're passionate and enthusiastic about it. And it's that we talk about. We don't talk about, you know, bottom lines and, you know, all the rest of it. What they do talk about, however, is that I need to turn over 40 visual effect shots by the end of today, and that's what I now have to go and do. So I'm going to look at things that will turn into extraordinary, fantastical things, but I have to choose them now so that they can go off and be in the edited version of my film when I show my cut in a wee while. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go and do that. Thanks for visiting. I appreciate you being interested. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you anon. Well done. Thank you.